This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, we've got Discord. You can call in via the on-air Discord call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. But we always have stuff we want to bring to the table. Coming up tonight, new policy from Amazon. Conan, you're going to tell us about it. And you're a former current
oh, big time
Amazon
current
seller. So you know this hits home, and there's a new policy that some people are going to find controversial. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. Also, some creepy facial recognition technology apparently that Amazon is pimping to governments. So that's disturbing. But we're going to start out tonight with the update from Venezuela. We didn't get a chance to talk about the election. I guess you guys maybe touched on it Sunday night.
Yes. Sunday was the day that the election happened, and, you know, there weren't official numbers. And even if there were official numbers, I don't know if we can really believe them, just because Maduro had said that, you know, like, he would stuff ballot boxes if he needed to, but it didn't
look like
he... He said
he would start a violent revolution if he lost.
He said a bunch of things.
He said he'd grab a gun and lead an angry crowd.
But I think the numbers that we had on Sunday was it looked like voter turnout was only about 17%, and those were basically the people that were loyal to Maduro anyway.
So we'll give you the update on that, and of course you can bring up whatever you want. And a court case about Donald Trump and Twitter. That's all on the way here. However much of it we'll get to, it's up to you. You can, of course, call in and bring up anything like Parker is doing. Are you in Washington right now, Parker?
I am in Washington, the Evergreen State.
There you go. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot. I just thought I'd run by you guys a couple of party game ideas I have.
All right.
The first party game idea that I have, it's pretty straightforward and simple.
Wait, Parker, stop. Is this something you can make money off of? Are you going to give up your secret party mix and someone's going to steal and run with your intellectual property?
Okay, first off, intellectual property is not a thing.
All right.
I'm glad you said so.
I agree there. So, can you make money off of a party game? I mean, these are just like ping pong balls and cups, right?
There was a guy who made money off of bubble wrap.
So it's not a party game.
I know,
but
it's a thing.
The Heimlich family
has
a, I forget what the proper term is, but they've got some kind of claim on the term Heimlich maneuver. So if a medical professional in their report says, I performed the Heimlich maneuver, then the medical facility for which they work has to give 25 cents to the Heimlich estate.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting,
if they
Parker,
say abdominal thrust, then no royalty because they're not using that.
I'm not suggesting Parker create a patent on this and start and collect over the years. I want him to actually create this and put it out into the market.
Well, let's hear what it is first. I mean, so party games, so we're talking about, like, for any kind of party, for children's party, a college.
Not appropriate for children's party.
College party.
This idea, it could possibly cater to all age groups, but I think I'd like to have your guys' input on this. But the idea is really simple. It's sort of it's like a trivia game sort of thing where you pull a card and the card will have a situation on it. And there's only like four types of answers to any of these situations.
Give an example of a situation.
Okay. You are forced to pay money to a group of individuals.
Why am I being forced to pay money to a group of individuals?
It's the card.
Daryl is not going to have fun with this game.
This is part of your answer, Daryl.
And if you refuse to pay money to them, bad things will happen to you.
Okay.
Are they?
Sounds like a government.
The mafia, both, or neither?
Okay, so this is a multiple choice question. So the there's an answer.
The answer is B.
It could be C, both.
I'm sorry, I thought that was. All right, yes, the answer is both.
Exactly.
The answer could be both.
So all of these cards that have situations on them, it's the answers are, is it the mafia, the government, both, or neither? And that's the game.
That's all of the cards, the entire... I don't know if this is going to be flying off the shelves, Parker.
Okay, well, here's my other idea. So we've all heard of... We're all familiar with the game Monopoly by Parker Brothers, right?
Sure, classic game. Takes way too long to play it, but, you know.
A slight twist on the game, call it Government Monopoly.
Oh, it must have been done already.
Okay, well...
There's like a zillion different Monopoly board takeoffs.
I don't think this one's been done. Yeah, you got Star Wars, and you got SpongeBob Monopoly.
I don't mean that Monopoly manufactures it. There's all kinds of, like, city monopolies where they're not actually officially licensed by Parker Brothers, but they basically use the same kind of board setup. And
isn't there, like, a gulagopoly to where everything is go to jail except for jail?
There's probably something like that,
I don't know about that, but the idea for Government Monopoly would be that you have all these different services which have been monopolized by the government. Okay. We could have a debate on which would be the highest properties, like Boardwalk and Park Place, which are the lowest properties, so on and so forth. And then once all of that is established, the players would be trying to get monopolies on certain services. So, for instance, the police, local, state.
But see, here's the twist. Because it's government monopoly, they can't actually wind up buying any of the services to get the monopoly, and they just wind up going to jail for not paying the fee.
Yes. I was thinking that would be part of... I don't know how the game mechanics would work on that. We'd have to...
So whoever's the banker winds up winning because they're also connected with the government because the bank has, you know, government license.
And here's the thing, here's the twist. Whoever plays the banker has to wear a lizard mask.
Now you're just getting silly.
So there's already the game Plutocracy, which has, you know, a bit of a different setup for their board. There's somebody's made a board game called Government Boondoggle, which Forbes.com says has beaten Monopoly as the best new board game for 2017. So there's a lot of, like, government-esque games out there. I'm not saying you shouldn't follow your dreams here, Parker. I don't want to shoot them down or anything like that.
I think a better idea would be to just come up with another sort of parody expansion pack to Cards Against Humanity.
Those are great games. Yeah, well, there's, of course, already the Libertarians Against Humanity expansion pack for that game.
There's like four of those that are... put out under the title Libertarians Against Humanity. There's also Cards Against Duopoly, Citizens Against Hypocrisy. I've got like three or four expansion packs that were put out by various people, and I just play with those because I don't have any of the regular.
You know what I would like to see, because I'm a huge fan of City Builders growing up.
City Builders?
SimCity.
Oh, okay.
My favorite, all-time favorite is the Caesar series. Hmm. Which is your ancient Rome, and you're building up the, you know, different countries.
You died of dysentery.
And the aqueducts and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah. But every single one of these are based on our current views on how to build, and that is taxation. Mm. And the rich pay more than the weak, or the lower on the economic side. And you can't build anything without having, you know, this structure.
I
would really like to play City Builder, which was more of a utopian side, where it's, you know, more of a voluntarist utopian platform, where, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a fire station. What happens if you don't pay for it and then your house burns down?
Well, I think that would only work if you had, like, if it was sort of like an online game where you had, like, a whole bunch of people across the entire world who were playing, and they were playing, like, they would... Whoever is hosting the game would have to choose a specific location and the geographic features of it, and then from there, everyone would be adding to the game, as it were.
I think this would be great, a great idea to just prove that it's possible. I think that there's developers out there who could put together. Right now, the big game is Skylines.
Never heard of it.
And it's based on this old practice. But if someone took the same idea and changed the rules, I think this could be a good proof.
Thanks, Parker, for the call tonight. The toll free number here, 855-450 free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in just like Parker did there and sound way better than you would if you were on the phone. Skype username is lrn.fm. Or call us on the Discord, on air call in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest perspectives and stories on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go back to the phones, to the phone, we got John. He's in Sarsaparilla, New Mexico.
Sarsaparilla?
Hello, John.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
I did a really cool magic trick.
Okay, well, we can't see magic on the radio, so what were you calling about tonight?
I can describe it to you.
All right. Let's hear it.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's funny. Oh, it's already funny. I just want to hear it get better. Let's go.
I came right to the center of my belly button.
All right. Well, that's pretty dirty. I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call tonight.
I'm also not wearing pants.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Now, of course, you can bring up whatever you want, but if it's uninteresting, you're not going to last very long.
Yeah.
So, let's go to down south, back to Venezuela, where on Sunday they had a sham election, what a lot of people are describing as a total farce. Just BS. Many people decided they were just going to stay home entirely rather than justify this in any way, you know, validate it by giving it their participation. And
it sounds like elections here in this state, in this country.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was basically at a sort of a municipal level as far as the turnout is concerned, because a lot of people in the United States don't bother voting in their municipal elections, frequently with 10% or less turnout in the U.S.
Now, here's something that's interesting. So I just went to the Wiki article, and they show the official turnout, according to the Maduro government, 46%.
Okay.
The estimates from all of the independent sources that were in Venezuela, they estimate that the turnout was actually between 17 to 25%. How do you wind up with such vastly different numbers?
I don't know, but I saw some of the photos, and I mean, obviously, photos can be taken in a way that skews things, right? But the photos were taken to make it look like nobody was there. There was, like, no lines outside, nothing.
But the state media photos were taken in such a way as to where they zoomed in real tight to make it look like they were packed and crowded.
I hadn't seen any of those. So, according to the Miami Herald, here's what the outcome, obviously, Maduro won, but what has the international community done in response? According to the story here, Jim Weiss and Franco Ordonez reporting that they have leveled a barrage of criticism at Venezuela as of Monday, as the White House rolled out new sanctions and more than a dozen countries rejected Sunday's sham elections that handed President Nicolas Maduro a new six-year term. On Monday, President Donald Trump, by the way, his last 6 years have been the absolute decline of the Venezuelan everything. It's just been an absolute disaster.
He didn't serve a full six.
Okay.
He wound up calling for what's referred to as a snap election so that he held the election early.
Right, because he came in 2013 after
correct.
His name died.
Yeah.
Hugo Chavez.
Oh, this guy's a union thug. I'm looking him up right now.
Yeah, he's a former bus driver.
Yeah.
He was the vice president when Chavez was the president there. And the whole country's basically been run into the S-hole. So going on here, Donald Trump signed an order prohibiting U.S. citizens or people in the United States from purchasing Venezuelan debt or accepting an equity stake in property that is majority-owned by the Venezuelan government. Now, would the prohibition on purchasing Venezuelan debt mean you can't buy the Bolivar?
No, I think what they mean by debt is when
bonds,
like a line of credit,
yeah.
Things okay. of that sort.
Because technically, like the U.S. dollar, for instance, is evidence of debt. So those are debt
that
notes.
They claim.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, that's what a note is. A note is an evidence of debt, and the whole U.S. government's money system
is
built on.
That is a definition of the word note.
And the U.S. money system is built on debt because it used to be built on silver certificates where you could actually exchange certificates for something of actual value, but then they got rid of that.
Well, it used to be built on government didn't dictate what money was, and then the tyrant Lincoln was the one that had the treasury issue currency.
Right.
And I don't know why a lot of libertarians are fascinated with, we need to just have the treasury issue currency again. No.
Wait, who says that?
A bunch of people that think that G. Edward Griffin is the second coming of Mises.
Mm.
G. Edward Griffin is the guy who wrote Creature from Jekyll Island.
Right. Which is the historical facts about the creation of the Federal Reserve, he's spot on. Mm-hmm. But the solutions that he advocates in that book are in no way libertarian.
Right. The only libertarian solution would be to get the government out of money entirely and allow the market to come up with solutions.
Yes.
So, back to the story here. So you're not allowed in the United States to purchase Venezuelan debt or accept an equity stake in property that's majority owned by the Venezuelan government. That last provision seems to be aimed at Citgo, the U.S. oil company that is majority owned by Venezuela's state-run petroleum company, PDVSA. Senior administration officials said the goal of the executive order was to prevent corrupt Venezuelan officials from lining their own pockets by selling Venezuelan debt as collateral for cash, debt that the nation's people would be saddled with in the future. Now get this, here's a great quote from some government bureaucrat in D.C. On a condition of anonymity, this government bureaucrat told reporters, quote, "The region has never seen a kleptocracy like this. We've never seen a country as wealthy in terms of natural resources and in human capital as Venezuela is, driven into such an economic death spiral so quickly by such a small group of individuals determined to enrich themselves at the expense of millions of people." Now, if he didn't just describe exactly what every government everywhere is, then I don't know what that is. But that was a really excellent description of what government is. Now, is Venezuela the most extreme example of this? Because that's what he's suggesting.
Right. So, you know, when you look at the scale of tyrannies and indebtedness and what was the term, kleptocracy,
yep.
You know, yeah, Venezuela's definitely further on the, yep, that's effed up end of the spectrum, whereas the U.S., $21 trillion in debt.
Right.
You've got this group in D.C. that for, you know, somehow these people wind up, you know, barely making $10,000 or whatever it is. You know, like, they're all supposedly, you know, just regular people that get elected to Congress, and then when they retire, they're multimillionaires.
Exactly. So, I mean, the suggestion here seems to be that only the people in Venezuela are the individuals determined to enrich themselves at the expense of millions of people, which, is exactly what they all do.
Yeah, this is happening everywhere. It's just these guys are at the end of the road. This is what happens at the end of the road. It's finally happened. Venezuela is topside up. It's floating.
It's amazing that they have not run this man out on rails with torches, pitchforks, tarring, feathering, all of that.
They can't afford pitchforks and torches.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More about there's 14 nations that are also going to be trying to punish Venezuela, and we'll tell you about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. The Blink Home Security System is a shockingly affordable wireless home security system. Also, I think it would work well for a small office. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and get one of yours there for 15% off. They're already a very affordable price. It's nice because they're wireless, meaning you don't have to waste any time with the setup. I mean, the setup literally just takes moments. It's you unbox it, put the batteries in, put the cameras wherever you want them around your house, and if they're not in the right place, you can easily move them because they're wireless, and you don't have to worry about running wires through walls and drilling holes and all that difficult setup. It's super easy. All you need is a Wi-Fi-enabled device like a tablet or your smartphone, and you get them set up, and then you configure them whenever you want them to run, and then if they see something happening, they will send you a clip over the internet to your device, and you can see what's going on in your house or, again, your small office. I think that would work well, too. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live as we continue. Hear more on the Venezuelan government and their election that happened on Sunday. Some of the countries in the world, of course, the United States coming out, Donald Trump prohibiting U.S. citizens from purchasing Venezuelan debt. They're talking about more sanctions, and 14 nations in the world part of the so-called Lima Group, and we'll tell you which ones here in a moment, said they'll be limiting diplomatic ties with Venezuela as a result of this election and would study blocking all future loans to the nation. The rebukes come less than 24 hours after Maduro won a new term, which will run from 2019 to 2025 in a controversial election that his rivals and critics say was marred by fraud. In the statement released by the Lima Group, they said its members did not recognize the legitimacy of the vote. And they had agreed to, quote, reduce the level of diplomatic relations with Venezuela, unquote, and were recalling their ambassadors for consultation. The Lima Group is comprised of Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Guyana, Honduras, Mexico, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, and Saint Lucia. So several nations saying they are not disconnecting entirely, but they're going to be doing some level of diplomatic punishment towards the
right, and I want to point out that diplomatic punishment, if you will, of, hey, we're removing our ambassadors from your country, is completely different from we're imposing economic sanctions.
Right.
Economic sanctions are not going to hurt the Venezuelan government.
Correct.
They're going to hurt the average man, woman, and child in Venezuela.
Daryl, have there been any other sanctions in the last couple of years that have been imposed on the Venezuelans?
There have been a bunch of sanctions over the last couple of years imposed against Venezuelans.
That are currently enacted.
Yes.
Like what?
I don't recall off the top of my head, but I know that I've read about several, and a lot of them are named against, you know, specific individuals. Sometimes it's things like what Ian mentioned, where it's targeting Citgo, of you can't purchase oil from any company in Venezuela. Not that the Venezuelan companies would actually be able to ship the oil out. But
I don't think there's any other companies besides PDVSA in Venezuela. Are there other oil companies
there? I don't know if there are, but they can't get their ships inspected to even get them out of port.
That was a couple of years ago.
I think the way I'm looking at this is not a punishing them. This is not about punishing them because they had a sham election.
Well, that's the excuse the Lima Group.
That's what they're using. Yes, this is about.
No, that's
this is
the
about,
reason
this is
for
about
the
oil.
Most recent round of sanctions.
What do you mean? It's about oil.
It's about oil, and it's about Citgo, and it's about not letting private investors actually go in there and purchase this material.
Nothing new. PDVSA has been around for decades. That's the Venezuelan government company.
But this is preventing private individuals like Citgo, as private as they could be.
They're majority owned by PDVSA.
From going in there and purchasing oil. What if I wanted to buy some Venezuelan debt?
You are prohibited from doing
I
so,
I know,
sir.
Right? So here I see a failing company down the street, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I could buy that for pennies on the dollar and invest in that company, maybe bring it back. But in this case, that can't happen now.
Okay, so according to, and this is what I thought, just wanted to confirm, PDVSA, which is the Venezuelan Petroleum Corporation, basically, took over back in 1976 when the entire oil industry was nationalized. So there are likely no competitors in Venezuela. That is it.
Right.
And I think Mexico also has a state-run oil distribution.
Sounds right.
As well. So if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. In addition to the immediate announcements, Lima Group didn't announce sanctions, but they did say they would lobby international lenders to not offer loans to Venezuela that did not have prior approval from the opposition-held National Assembly. And by the way, if you are considering making a loan to Venezuela, you are insane. Because, I mean, this is like giving money to the worst crack addict loser in town that you know, there's no chance they're going to pay it back.
Yeah,
I'd say that it's a worse decision because at least when you give money to the crack addict, you know what he's going to do with it. When you give money to the Venezuelan central government, you aren't really sure what they're going to do. Yeah. Maybe they'll, wind up enslaving some Venezuelans. Maybe they'll wind up, buying a big yacht.
Either way, you should know that you're not going to get it back. While the Lima Group it could be a serious blow for the cash-strapped nation that needs external funding to import food and medicine. Maduro and his allies have sidelined the National Assembly, which was elected in 2015, and have allowed a new super body, the National Constituent Assembly, to usurp most of its functions. This was the illegally created, unconstitutional,
right.
other the sort of parliament, basically.
Let's vote to amend the Constitution and create this thing, and nobody that opposes me is allowed to run for a seat on the thing.
In addition, the Lima Group said it would intensify and broaden the exchange of financial information to identify Venezuelan companies and individuals, quote, who could be involved in acts of corruption, money laundering, and other illicit activity, unquote. These actions are likely just the first wave of more sanctions, said Francisco Mabaldi with the Baker Institute, a nonpartisan public policy think tank at Rice University. He said further, quote, I expect that in the next few days and weeks we'll continue seeing the number of countries that have not recognized these elections in the Western Hemisphere and Europe tightening sanctions and making it harder for the Venezuelan government to keep behaving the way they've been behaving, he told a conference in D.C. The Trump administration has already slapped more than 60 former and current officials with sanctions and prohibited U.S. companies from dealing in Venezuelan debt. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slammed the Maduro government for stacking the courts with biased judges, banning opposition candidates, and offering food to starving Venezuelans in exchange for political support. I gotta say, I had not heard that particular headline, but it doesn't surprise me. In a statement, he called the election, quote, an attack on constitutional order, and said the U.S. would bring swift economic and diplomatic actions to support democracy in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Some believe that harsher measures against Venezuela's oil industry are yet to come. Venezuela's government's defending the election, where Maduro beat his rival, Henri Falcón, the former governor of the Lara state, 68% to 21%. Evangelical pastor Javier Bertucci won just 11%. An opposition boycott dampened the race, and just 46%, according to the state,
right.
of registered voters cast ballots. The lowest level, even according to the state, in two decades.
Right, and one thing not mentioned in that article is that all of the serious challengers were prohibited from running in the election. They were either incarcerated mm-hmm. or just, you know, given one of these sentences of, you are not allowed to run for political office.
However, Venezuela isn't completely isolated. Cuba, Iran, Russia, Bolivia, El Salvador, and other countries have congratulated Maduro on his victory. But his political win will do little to help resolve the country's pressing problems. Venezuela is being hammered by five-digit inflation. Now let's check the Dollar Today numbers, see if they've changed since, 4 days, 5 days ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Power and water outages, sporadic food and water shortages. The collapse has led more than 1.5 million people to flee the nation in recent years, many to Colombia, Brazil, Peru, and Chile, which are part of the Lima Group. What's the number? Do you have it?
855,000.
Wow. Yeah, it was 750,000 5 days ago. That's 750 or 850,000 Bolivar to one U.S. dollar in the black market. More coming up.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, some controversy surrounding Amazon.com and some of their new policies, what they've been working with the government on, some creepy stuff. We'll share that with you. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want as well. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features on our site. One of them is our webcam. You can actually watch us anytime we're live, or later on, you can watch archives of our live shows. Twitch.lrn.fm is the highest quality version of the show. You can also go to our YouTube channel. There's a Free Talk Live YouTube channel as well, but twitch.lrn.fm. During the show, that's a great place to watch us live. It's HD quality, 720p resolution, sounds great, looks good. There's a Twitch chat room there, although most people chat in our Discord chat, and there's a link to that there that you can find. So if you want to watch us for whatever reason, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm. And be sure that you hit the follow option so you can be following us on Twitch. We got over 300 followers, which I really appreciate. And then there's also, I think, about 20 subscribers right now, which is down from like 40-something, because every month the people who have subscribed with their Amazon Prime subscription, because you get one free Twitch subscription every month, it drops off after the month's over or whatever, when your month ends. And if you don't remember to go and do it again, then Amazon keeps that money. So Amazon, right, you know, collects whatever amount they collect from you for your Prime subscription. And then you can either subscribe to us at Twitch, and we get like $2.50 worth of that, or Amazon keeps the $2.50.
Don't do it. Don't let big old Amazon get the money.
Yeah, so it's up to you. So go to twitch.lrn.fm, and there's instructions there. If you just scroll down below the video, you can find how to do all of that. So we're talking about the Venezuelan government and the sanctions and further, I guess, diplomatic finger-wagging that's going on right. by about 14 nations. Other countries around the world, though, are saying they are recognizing the elections as legitimate and congratulating Maduro on his win. The Maduro government claiming that 46% of the voters turned out. Independent observers claiming it was more like 17 to 20 or the low 20s percent of voters. And indeed, there was a lot of people who were protesting. According to a story at the Washington Post, the opposition is now scrambling to regroup after Maduro's win. Reporting in Caracas for the AP, Venezuela's fractured opposition emerged even more powerless on Monday, a day after an election that it boycotted propelled socialist President Nicolas Maduro to an easy victory amid a crushing economic crisis. The coalition's strategy to sit out the vote succeeded at exposing declining support for the government. Yet it also leaves Maduro's opponents even more dependent on international pressure, seeking to force change in the South American oil-exporting nation, where people struggle to find food and are migrating in mass.
Right, so this is one of the things that we talked about on Sunday, was this boycott of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark was taking the position that, well, people should have just gone and got a ballot, and, like, Mark, anybody but Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like, force them to stuff the ballots or whatever.
Which they would do.
Which they would do. And then, you know, there's the question of, do you, what would you do? So if you were in an election, or, you know, not you were in the election, but you were in a place that had an election, and you did not have the option of writing someone in, and you had the option of vote for tyrant, or vote for somebody that's not tyrant that you don't support?
Well, again, I mean, are we asking what I would do if I was in Venezuela, or what I would do in a fantasy situation that you just constructed?
Well, that's basically the situation that happened in Venezuela Sunday.
But if I were in Venezuela, I'd want to get the hell out of Venezuela. Right, I wouldn't want to stick around to see what the results of this vote are, because
let's say you live in California,
yeah,
where they have this horrible top two system.
I'd leave, man. I'd go to New Hampshire.
Would have left a decade ago.
I left Florida a decade ago.
I know, right?
In fact.
Okay.
There's no good options here. That's what I'm saying.
So, what is a scenario, and I hate hypotheticals as much as the next person, but, like, there are actual people living in this situation.
Yeah.
So do you boycott the vote?
You know, I agree with you. It's tough. It's a tough decision. Do you boycott the vote, or do you go along with a sham election? That's their choice, right?
Right.
Or are the election results that we are being handed even real, even true?
There's no evidence for it. You can't prove it.
I mean, it's the same thing with the last Russian election. I mean, they tell us that Putin is this bad, bad guy, and that he was stuffing the election box, and no one went out. There was only one option. Well, there were two options.
But vote Putin or die?
No, yeah. There were other candidates.
But, I mean, we are only being fed what they're giving us, and is it even real?
Well, Venezuela actually exists.
Yes,
Yoda,
I know it's
and
real.
The Earth
and
is
I know
not flat.
Yes, I know.
Well, Venezuela doesn't.
How did you even go there? Yes, I know they're in debt. I know they're having problems. I know that the oil company is there's only one in the country. But so, I mean,
what do you do? Well, I don't think there's an easy answer. I mean, because here in the United States, at least here in New Hampshire, I mean, I can't speak for the other states, but you can go and observe the vote counting. Right. So if you wanted to, Daryl, you could go down the city of Keene, down to the voting locations with four other volunteers, and you could stand there and watch them count the ballots. Right.
Keene's not a good example because Keene uses those Scantron machines.
Right.
Where they push the button, although they do say, here's the date that we test the machine, and you could go observe the test of the machine.
But they could change something between now and the election or something like that.
In theory, and then, you know, there are ways that somebody can petition for an audit of the results. Mm-hmm. If we lived in one of the neighboring towns, then we could go watch the hand count. I've been to, as an official observer, a recount, where you watch the people pull the ballots out and they hand count. This is a vote for this person.
Not in Keene, right?
Person.
Somewhere else?
I was not an official observer in Keene, although there was a recount for city council last year that I went, and I watched that. But the one where I was an official observer was a state rep race in a special election where there was a libertarian.
Well, this is kind of a debate that libertarians, some of the people in the liberty movement, have had for a long time. Some are very, very anti-voting.
Yes.
Others are very much in favor of working within the system and voting. And the people who are in favor of working within the system, and I work within the system, right? Like, I've run for political office. I've gone and voted in many elections. And those people presume that the voting system is legitimate. They presume that the votes are counted fairly. They presume that the votes are reported fairly. And there are
They presume that it's fair the way it's determined who's even allowed on the ballot. And that's the biggest injustice.
No, I think most libertarians would agree that's not fair. I'm saying that the...
I thought you meant the average person. I'm sorry.
No. Libertarians who debate about these things, right?
Yes.
There's the libertarians who say, I'm not participating at all because the whole system is it's a scam.
Right.
And I don't want to give it my endorsement by voting. And then there's those who say, well, but we got to work within the system because we have to change the system. So how do you do that without voting for these candidates? Those people are presuming that the voting system is legitimate. Now, of course, we've seen stories from these electronic voting machines that show that they can be hacked, that show that there's been, back doors and all kinds of questionable manipulation possibilities with that. Thankfully, we don't have those machines in New Hampshire, and so there are kind of these potential ways that you can check the system here.
Right.
And that doesn't mean there aren't ways that the system can be manipulated, but it's harder here probably for them to do it than it is in Venezuela.
Slightly, but again, they wind up manipulating the vote by preventing alternatives from getting on the ballot.
No, that's true. But here in New Hampshire, at least, for 2018's election, the Libertarians are going to be on the ballot. So somebody, if they were going to manipulate the vote, they could have manipulated the Libertarians to stay off the ballot, and they didn't do that because the gubernatorial candidate got more than 4%.
But still, just because the Libertarians are on the ballot doesn't mean that we have fair ballot access.
No, I didn't
because
say that.
Right.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say you were. I'm just pointing out.
No third party has fair ballot access in pretty much any United States state.
Vermont and Mississippi are the closest.
Yeah? Okay.
As long as you are organized,
for the most part,
you get on the ballot.
In most states, if you're a third party, you're screwed and you don't have a chance from the word go. So that's a frustration, and that's a difficulty, and that's what they're trying to fight here, because you've got the opposition party, their candidate, who's like, come on out, vote for me. But many of the people in the opposition party, in Venezuela is what I'm talking about here, they're saying, no, we're not going to come out and vote for you. Like, we like you, buddy, but we're not going to go vote because this whole system's a sham and we don't believe our votes are going to be counted. So,
and it's not just one opposition party. It's a fractured opposition against Maduro.
There's more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Amazon doing some creepy stuff with the government. And new policy going into effect. Conan, I don't know if you're upset or happy about it. We're going to get into it coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.